Manifestation magic. Attract what you truly desire.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. And today, we are flying high like a big, beautiful eagle soaring in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And I am absolutely thrilled to be bringing you this daily podcast. I want to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, but if you subscribe to us on YouTube, you are automatically included in our monthly drawing where we are giving away 3 manifestation accelerators. You can read more about it on our website, Law of Attraction Solutions, but when you subscribe, your name is automatically included in the drawing. So be sure and subscribe. Today, we're going to talk about manifestation magic, and I'm going to give you ways and ideas on how to communicate effectively and efficiently with the universe. First off, understand that the ancients who were able to build pyramids and do incredible things, they understood the concept of the macrocosmos and the microcosmos, or the big universe and the little universe. And essentially, you and I, we are representations of the big universe, but we are the little universe. Basically, everything outside of us is also within us. And so when you learn to communicate effectively and put in alignment the universe within you, make it in alignment with your desires and your goals and your dreams, then the macrocosmos, or the large universe, will move into alignment with the small universe. It's all taught in the ancient teachings of the Emerald Tablet of Hermes. As within, so without, as above, so below. And there are many other teachings that express this. But it's so important to understand that this is really, truly how magic works. Magic is not some hocus pocus, I've got some smoke going and I'm wearing a wizard hat. Magic is about putting yourself in alignment with your dreams and your goals and your desires. So who are some of the big magicians of our time? How about Jeff Bezos? Absolutely incredible magician because he knows how to put his desires and goals inside himself and communicate them to his desires and goals that he wants to see happen with his company, such as Amazon. Bill Gates is another one. How about Donald Trump? You may not like him, but listen, he did almost an impossible feat because he put what was inside him outside of him, and he communicated it. So I'm not saying you want to be a Jeff Bezos or you want to be a Bill Gates. Perhaps you just want to double your salary. Perhaps you just want to have an incredible number of acting roles in major motion pictures. Perhaps you are writing a book and you want to see it published by a major publisher. I don't know what your desires and goals are. Perhaps you're in a relationship and you want to see it go to the next level, to the commitment level. What you believe inside and what you create inside is what will manifest outside. We're talking about real manifestation magic. And at the end of this podcast, I'm going to give you an exercise that is absolutely mind-blowing that will help you bring more life, vitality, and juice into your energy field and help you manifest faster, quicker, with more efficiency. You're going to be excited about it. But first, get in the habit of using the words I am or we are. We are so conditioned to talk about everything in future tense. I want, I hope, I pray. But energy only responds to now. In other words, the macrocosm or the universe outside you only responds to what is exactly happening to the universe inside you at any given moment. So when you start saying, I am manifesting, I am creating, I am strong, I am healthy, I am wealthy. When you start using present tense statements, we are building an incredible company and clients are coming to us left and right. Money is too damn easy to make. There's money all over the place. You see, these are present tense. And here's the thing. Words like I hope, I wish, I want, I fear, keep what you truly desire away from you because the universe matches more I fear, more I hope, not I am. We are. It is. Do you see what I'm saying? This is so important. Only speak about what you are attracting in your life. Scientists say that we, on an average, have about 60,000 thoughts in our brain every day. Now think about this. 60,000 thoughts. 70% of them are repetitive, negative thoughts. They're thoughts that we think over and over again, but they're negative. They're more mildly negative. So our brains are constantly attracting stuff we don't want. They're attracting more poverty, struggle, all that kind of stuff, negative stuff, because that's what we're fearing and that's what we're thinking about. You've got to counterbalance, this is so important, you've got to counterbalance those negative thoughts with incredible present tense thoughts such as I am, we are, it is. When you start counterbalancing those thoughts, I highly suggest that you get into the habit of speaking in this way all day long from the time you get up. When you get up in the morning and your feet hit the ground, say, I am alive. I feel great. I feel wonderful. I don't give a damn how you feel. I want you to say it and mean it and emotionalize it. Neville Goddard said, we have to emotionalize these goals, these affirmations. So I want you to feel it. I want you to do these affirmations and positive statements when you're in the shower and scrub-a-dub-dubbing and feeling good and feeling alive and feeling excited. I want you doing it when you are working out on the bicycle or treadmill or whatever you use. Only speak about what you are attracting now in your life. I got to repeat that. I'm sorry. Only speak about what you are attracting now, present tense in your life. Number two, here's where you do some future tensing, and this is gratitude. We spend a lot of time, hopefully all of you, if you've listened to this podcast regularly, you spend time engaged in gratitude on things that have happened in you, you know, your parents, your family, your home, the fact that you had a nice dinner, that you have food, that you have warmth, whatever. I want you to be grateful for the incredible business that you've built that's making you a pile of money. Oh, you say you haven't built the business yet? But I want it present tense in the future. In other words, something that hasn't happened yet that you'd like to see happen, that you desire to see happen, but speak of it in present tense. I am grateful for the incredible relationship or the incredible proposal that I've received or the incredible opportunities that are now flying into my life day and night. I'm so thankful. I'm so happy. I'm so excited. Be grateful for all the things that you desire as if they have already manifested in the universe. The macrocosm, the outside universe, starts matching up. It moves into alignment. It says, wow, gratitude. Wow. Wealth, love, relationship, health, vitality. Let's give him or her more of it. Do you see what I'm saying? It matches you. So it's just incredible how this works. This is so simple and yet so difficult for some people. I understand that. Now, I talked earlier about how our brain, scientists say we have about 60,000 thoughts and about 70% are negative. And the key is to shift the balance with positive expectations. I like those little 49 or 59 cent spiral bound books. And you just use them and you can save them or throw them away. But every day, get in the habit of writing out your affirmation. Here's the secret number. I'm going to give you the secret number. 22 times. You don't have to do it all at once. I am manifesting an incredible amount of money. Money comes to me easily and often on a daily basis. Maybe that's your affirmation. Okay? So write it out 22 times in that spiral book. And you don't have to do it all at once. Maybe you write it out twice and then later on you do it again. What that's doing is what it's called spaced repetition. And it's really, truly how our subconscious mind works. Now remember, the subconscious mind is the connecting link to the infinite. So you've got to reprogram it. Remember the 60,000 thoughts? We've got to rebalance that. We recalibrate that. And the way we do that is with spaced repetition. Now, it's good to say your affirmations as well, but I want you to get in the habit of writing them out. How many times did I tell you? Not 8, not 10, not 12, 22 times. That seems to be the magic number. And get in the habit of doing it every day. Okay? You got the little notebook, you throw it in your back pocket, throw it in your purse, and when you think about it, pull it out and write out your affirmations again. And by the end of the day, you should have it written 22 times. And do it again. When you fill up the book, throw the book away and get another one. Okay? It's as simple as that. Or read through it over and over and over again, the same thing. But you get the idea. 22 times a day. Constant and spaced repetition. And I don't like writing all 22 times at one time, by the way. I like writing it 4, 5, 6 times, and then later on in the day, 4, 5, 6 times. I like the spaced repetition. That's how you really penetrate new beliefs, new ideas, new thoughts into your subconscious mind.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Well, next, we've just got to break state. You know, sometimes we see something, or we hear something, or we read something, or we get a piece of mail, or something happens that puts us in a downward spiral, a negative state. You've got to change the flow as quickly as possible. Don't allow the negative state to take hold for 2 or 3 weeks. Don't reach the point where you have to go see the doctor and get medication. Break the state right away. First thing, forgiveness. If somebody has hurt you, if they've disappointed you, if a situation has hurt you, if a situation has disappointed you, get into the habit of forgiveness and really mean it. And then take it to the next level. Let it go. And how do we let it go? I wish you the best. I wish you only good things. See, a lot of times we get into that negative spiral. I want that person to crash and burn. No, 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 no. That's just going to keep you where you're at. Let it go and let the energy flow. Thirdly, commit to success. Maybe write a specific affirmation about whatever's hurting you, but write it present tense, positive. I feel happy and uplifted that such and such is doing so well in their life. I wish them only the best, that kind of thing. Remember to send love and to send happiness. And I like to send little notes, little text messages. Hey, good news. I'm glad things are going well for you. even though it may have hurt you, even though it may have disappointed you, you have got to raise your vibration and put yourself in alignment with your higher desires and your higher goals and your higher dreams. You have a story. I talk to people every day. Well, here's my story. You know, I was raised from a broken home, and so I learned a lot of bad habits, and then I got into a relationship and started fighting with my wife, and then she's from a broken home too, and so we started drinking a lot, and then we fought more, and now she's leaving me and I want her back. What is that? That's your story. Why not rewrite your story the way you would like it to be? And that's the story you now tell. Tell a positive, uplifting story. I came from a broken home, but I quickly learned to patch or to heal myself from within. I'm a healed human being. I feel positive and uplifted and excited and motivated. You see, your story is what you believe about yourself. And it's what you tell other people about who you are. Rewrite your story. Well, I can't spend a lot of time on this because we have a special audio program coming out soon, but it's about talking to your subconscious mind directly. And this is called an incantation versus an affirmation. And simply put, an incantation is where I call upon or I invoke the power of my subconscious mind to remove the arthritic pain in my legs so that I may enjoy this day to its fullest potential. And you do that in a meditative state. In other words, you put yourself down into a relaxed state. Now, I use the arthritic legs because I knew a gentleman who had to do lectures. And during lunchtime, he would do this particular incantation. And he would literally get his subconscious mind working for him. And during the second half, he was like walking all over the place. He was skipping rope. Well, not skipping rope, but you know what I mean. He was excited. He was motivated. He had a bounce in his step because his subconscious mind had overridden all the natural things that were causing the pain in his legs and blocked them, stopped them from feeling. And it was temporary. You don't want to do that permanently, but that's just a situation with pain in the body. You can do that with pain in the heart. You can do that with negative beliefs. You can do that with your doubts. You can do that with your fears. Talk to your subconscious mind. That's an incantation. Finally, next, eliminate envy and jealousy and greed. When somebody, a competitor, is doing something incredible that you want to do, don't sit there and boo-hoo them, because then the universe says, well, that's not what he wants. He doesn't want to be that successful, so let's not help him. Send that competitor a congratulations, or send him a little note, or just quietly do it in your mind. Compliment, congratulate, because remember, success is good, and there's success available for everyone. Money is good, and there's money available for everyone. Love and marriage is good, and there's a perfect relationship available for everyone. Well, finally, I want to share with you a way to connect deeper with source energy. And this is an exercise that if you will do, only takes you 2 minutes, maybe less than 2 minutes, a minute every day. You will find that your energy field, your magnetism, begins to expand. This is powerful. So you close your eyes and visualize the infinite light, white light above your head. Visualize infinite white light above your head. And then take a deep breath in through your nose. And as you breathe in, visualize that white light going through your skull, through your neck, filling up your lungs, your heart, your stomach all the way down to your feet. In other words, a deep breath that it's as if you were pulling that energy all the way through your body. And then as you exhale, see all your fears and doubts leaving your body. Take another deep inhalation. The white light is shooting through your body all the way down through your body to your feet. Hold it for 5, 6, 7 seconds, and then let it out. Feel all of your doubts and fears and pain evaporating, being transformed by the biosphere. Oh, it's a good feeling. You can do this about 7 times. 7 seems to be the number. You might want to do it just 3 times to begin with, because you might get a little dizzy with all this energy pouring through your body. Give it a try. Let me know how it's working for you. Hey, we are out of time. I hope this helps you. We care about you. We believe that you deserve the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health that you depend upon. We further believe, without any shadow of a doubt, that you are a high flyer, that you are a big, beautiful eagle soaring in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. You have a great day now, because you deserve it. Bye-bye.